When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
The sun might just kill me, but well, right? Because then you can see my face. Is there a weird shadow when it's forward?
I mean, it's good right now, unless you.
No, but like this.
Is there a weird you got shadow? The hat shadow.
You can fucking survive.
What's up, Benties?
Sorry.
Welcome to Pillows and Beer. Hopefully you enjoy our pre-podcast talk. Austin's playing with a golden retriever. It looks like my old little brother, Fenwick, and they're just the best. You're out in Phoenix. And
I'm in Phoenix, yep.
At the Hall Wine Studio in Charleston. And Nick is doing Nick stuff. Moonshining and the Appalachians. Is it Nick, true that you if you hear the trees talking, to just walk slowly the other way or never like look at the trees, or like if you hear someone say your name, just run?
Well, yeah, definitely. If you hear someone say your name, definitely you run.
Right.
There's some crazy TikToks about the Appalachian Mountains and like people in like Kentucky and stuff being like, look, you guys can think it's crazy, but there's a code of rules that we live by, and we're just trying to help y'all out.
That reminds me of like the thing that I've always heard. No, I haven't always heard, but I saw where it's like, before you go to bed at night, you should sit up in bed and say, I can see you, and just see if anyone responds. But that would be terrifying if someone actually did respond. You'd be like, holy shit, was not expecting anyone to say something.
That's a little too frightening. Dude, it looks beautiful where you are. Austin's got this backdrop of mountains. And, well, it's funny because it looked like snow caps, but those are houses. But if you're not looking closely, it looks like you're in, like, snow-covered mountains in Phoenix.
Phoenix is gorgeous. And I think that we should come back here sooner than later.
What a random place to be.
I mean, that's what I thought too, Craig. And then I came here and it is a happening place. It is a happening place. It's kind of like a mini LA, right? It's a mini LA in that there are just tons of beautiful people just, cruising around. And it's really, really wealthy. I did not realize that. I mean, the amount of wealth here in Phoenix is overwhelming.
Looks like a palm tree behind you.
It is.
So it's just like a west of the Mississippi thing that we're not aware of.
Yeah, man. It's a desert.
I was there. I did a brand show for Barstool, like Chicks in the Office out there. It was fun.
Oh, right. I remember that with Paige too.
Yeah.
In Phoenix. Yeah. So I came out here because of a basketball game. The basketball game was last night and it was a doubleheader, right? So Arizona State played Northwestern first, and my cousin went to Northwestern, and then Alabama played University of Arizona next. And the first game was dead, right? It was, I mean, a couple hundred people, and by the time that the next game tipped off, the house was packed. I mean, it wasn't like a sellout or anything. So basically, I'm sitting there wearing an Alabama jersey in a sea of University of Arizona people. And I mean, I met a lot of people last night, and a lot of people, were great and awesome. And of course, they're saying, bear down, which is their thing that they do, or something like this. Something like this. Nick, does this ring a bell? It's like a bear down. I know it looks like a game symbol, but it's not. Okay. But, the fans love their basketball, right? And I was like, I'm just here to have a good time. I'm not like, rip his head off. It's not a football game, which I don't want to be that fan either, because I always hate during football season when, Kentucky is losing or getting their ass kicked And then they're always like, wait for basketball season. And you're like, shut up, Kentucky. So I wasn't trying to do that. I thought that Alabama actually had a chance. And then Arizona ran away with it late. But it was a lot of fun. They played in the same arena where the Phoenix Suns play. And it's just like a really beautiful arena or coliseum or whatever you want to call it. And I was like, there's a sports book in there.
I was wondering how people like podcast by themselves, but I honestly think you could do it, Austin. Like, you could podcast by yourself. I mean, if I didn't just forcefully interject, like, you wait like a split second to see if there's a reaction, and then you're like, anyway, there's a sports book. Like, it's kind of like my steady stream of consciousness in my head, but you do it podcasting. But that's great. I'm not really sure about a lot of what you said. But I'm glad that you have that many takes on the basketball experience that you
wanted to get it out there. I wanted to get it out there because I know that you don't have any takes on it. So I just wanted to keep on talking because I was like,
well, Craig's not going to jump in here.
Because you don't do sports, Craig.
That's true. Wait, where's the sports book, though? That part I like.
Okay.
Because I love DraftKings.
So when there's a game or when there's something going on, it is open to the inside. So when you go inside the arena, then you know the sports book, but it's open 7 days a week to the outside public. It is exactly like you would think. I mean, a bunch of chairs in there, a bunch of TVs, a bunch of you know, kiosks where you can put in your bets. And I found myself going in there during the first game. I hung out for like, you know, 30 minutes because it was just, there's a bunch of degenerates who want to gamble. It was awesome.
Well, the good news is whether you like basketball or don't, whether you are more of an Austin or a Craig, maybe even a Nick, we're coming to Phoenix. So we're doing two shows in Phoenix. We're adding to the live tour. Not sure when tickets will be on sale, but Austin and I will be out there with a special guest, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We were probably going to go on a snowboard trip after, which I'm going to try to be in shape for. Like, I'm stronger than I've ever been right now, but I don't know if my lungs can handle like doing laps on the mountain. So we'll see.
Yeah. My legs need some work.
It was so hard for me to get vertical today. What?
Are we going to say a date?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's February 1st. So February 1st, we'll be celebrating my birthday, and Phoenix, we're excited. We're going to come in. We're going to come enjoy your city with you. So see us in Phoenix. We're a little closer to LA. What?
I met lots of besties last night at the basketball game. So first half of the game, you know, not a lot of people, as I said. And then when the U of A people came in, I got lots of people. And I was like, Craig and I are coming back. You know, we're coming back, right? Because I just came in here for like a quick little 36-hour trip. And it was like, oh, well, what are you doing this weekend? What are you doing tomorrow? Don't worry. We're coming back. I'm coming back. I'm bringing Craig with me. February 1st, baby.
I had a great time. When I was out there, and I'm finally in the Christmas, like, hustle and bustle has hit me. I fortunately, so my red eye from Portland messed me up as always, and it was so hard to get vertical today, but I hit snooze for like an hour and a half, and I was like, you like how you feel so much better after you go to the gym than if you don't, and you have way too much stuff to do. So I was like 15 minutes late to the gym, but I went and saw Swoley. Now I'm sorting presents downstairs. And now, like, I fly out at 8 to go to Delaware, which I'm excited about, but I'm like, damn it. Now I'm like finally in the mindset to do all of this stuff. And
it only took you until December 21st.
Yeah. Which hopefully this is the last year that happens. I have a feeling that in January, I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to be like, but no, guys, it's like Christmas. And you're going to be like, but yeah, it's not.
I keep my tree up until about, and I know that this is like a hot take because after the new year, in January 1st, right? It's supposed to be over, but I'm going to keep up my tree until probably like January 10th. So if you got a tree, Craig, did you get a tree? No, you didn't get a tree.
I have to for our party.
You should get a fake tree then?
Oh, right.
I mean, I'm going to have to because there's not.
You could steal Austin's tree. That could be his contribution to the party.
Doesn't he have a fake tree?
No, I have a real tree, brother.
Oh. Yeah.
Never listen.
There's no way I'm going to find a tree this late. So I'm going to have to buy a fake tree. I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I know. I thought that you were Father Christmas and you're all right. We've already talked about that topic.
Nick,
it is the 21st.
Nick, if you would like to come to our New Year's party, you are invited.
I will be at the beach, but I appreciate the invite.
Which beach?
Curry Beach, where we always go, North Carolina.
It's probably not too warm. I guess it's just really pretty. But
it's really nice. They do like a fun beach ball drop and everything. Like from like a fire, it's all a big local thing. Everybody goes to the local bars afterwards.
Do you do the polar bear plunge?
Oh yeah, every year.
I run really?
Oh yeah, every year. My mom calls me fat, and I run in the water.
I kind of want to do one.
Is this something you dread?
No, I do it for fun every year.
So you're looking forward to it?
Oh yeah.
Do you guys go to a bar afterwards? Do you guys go to a bar afterwards or something like that, Nick? Because I know that like a lot of bars will sponsor polar bear plunges. So it's like,
no, I kind of just do it on my own. Like, I kind of just run out there. My dad's like, okay, go. I'm filming.
No way.
And then, yeah. And then
wait, you do the polar bear plunge by yourself.
Yeah, I can't get anybody else to do it anymore. My sisters are like always just chilling. Everybody's having a cocktail and they're like, all right, he's going to go out there.
I mean, so. I respect that so much, Nick. It's sad, but I respect it. Like, I think you bring probably a lot of happiness to everyone around you, but there's like in Charleston, like what, 10,000 people do it on Sullivan's?
Yeah, man. Out on Sullivan's. Dunleavy's. Dunleavy's.
Be sure to post a video sponsors this year of me doing it for proof.
Well, Nick, I want the full thing though, because what you just said cracked me up. Like, my mom calls me fat and then I run into the water. So I want the whole video of you, you know, taking off your shirt and give your mom some time to call you fat.
I'm pretty sure I have the video from last year. So with the exact quote.
Really?
Yes.
Send me the video, Nick. Please. I want a joyous laugh today. I want a joyous laugh, man. I have to travel back today. And since I'm traveling from mountain time to East Coast, I, of course, lose a bunch of time. So I don't land until like 10 because there's not a direct flight out here. And then I basically am waking up tomorrow. And that is when I begin my Christmas week. I have my presents all wrapped and stuff, though. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think that Katie just flew in. And although I've been in the Christmas spirit, I mean, Christmas is here, dude. I mean, it's on Monday. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. And once you have your presents wrapped, you're in it. And you just have stuff to look forward to and fun.
I have some last
minute presents. Speaking of presents, you need a last minute present, Austin and I are both on Cameo. And we've been having a lot of fun. I looked at Austin's last night. He is rated 4.99 as I am. Step is also on Cameo. He's a little lower rating, but I think he's coming back. But yeah, also, if you're going to book a Cameo, do it online. Do not use the app because it takes a ton of money out of the equation for Apple. It's almost like a tip. If like you do it from the website, you're like basically tipping. I don't know.
Also, that man, bad. It's but just a lot of fun. Christmas delivery. It's just... Yeah. And it's just like a lot of fun, man, because I've been getting a whole bunch recently, as I know that you have. And I posted about it recently and someone reached out like, oh man, short on money, huh? And I was like, actually, like I'm getting lots of people that are reaching out to me after I do the cameos. And they're like, thank you so much for doing this. This just made, you know, my week. you know, my boss, sister, whatever, is going to be so happy. So it's been a lot of fun to just get really Christmassy with it. And I mean, that's no lie. So it's a lot of fun.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Pillows and Beer. Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. What, Nick?
I was saying they just emailed me, so we're good. So we are good to announce. So if you want to do the official, it's you didn't say where it is for the show.
Nick,
what's it called? It's like Live, Laugh, Love.
Live, Laugh, Love. No, Stand Up Live.
Thank you for your permission. Why don't you tell everyone, Nick?
All right, everybody. We are going to be at Stand Up Live February 1st. I don't think we said that earlier. So the venue will be Stand Up Live. Two shows, as Craig said. So it should be fun. Never been to Arizona or Phoenix, so.
Nick, you're going to love it, dude. You're going to love it. I do not want to leave. Like, I'm sitting out here, and the thing about it is that in the mornings, it's cold, right? Because you're in the desert. and then as it kind of progresses into the afternoon, it gets hot as shit. And then at night, it dips down again. So it's an interesting weather pattern here. But at the moment, I put on a hoodie because I was like, okay, it's a little chilly out. And now I'm starting to sweat a little bit. But maybe we should go on a hike. What do you think, Nick?
I'd do it.
Want to go on a hike?
I like hiking because we don't live in a hiking area. So for us, hiking is cool because it's only a couple times a year. It's not like a crutch.
I do it all the time.
Jesus on.
Of course you do, Nick, because you have to hike to get to your still where you boil your moonshine. We know you like hiking.
I don't know anything about the desert. I do know that I feel like a huge piece of the human story is in the Sahara Desert, just untouched, because like archaeologists don't fuck with that area. But before like the last ice age, it was like a lush green place. So
really? The Sahara?
Yeah, like the desert used to be an oasis. Like, it was, yeah. And so the fact that we haven't really explored the desert is interesting. And like, I mean, I used to be joking about the pyramids, but now the more and more I like read on it, and like we just found a second main chamber in it. And basically some people think if you found a memory card and you weren't from this time, like you'd have no idea how to access like a thumb drive. Some people think the pyramids are like that. Because like there's just no way that they were built like by humans when they said it was. Like they have been here for a long time.
Okay, this is a dumb question. How many pyramids are there?
There's a lot. Two? They're scattered throughout. No, they're scattered throughout the world. So there's some in South America. There's a couple in Egypt, like you think. But like,
did the Mayans have pyramids? Did the Mayans have pyramids?
Yeah. Okay. That's like that whole Alien Predator movie.
Is that considered a pyramid?
Yeah, it's a step pyramid versus.
Yeah, and people are like, how did these people have different things where they were in zero communication across like the world? Like, it's nuts. Well, that's like
when steel and everything was being made, it like just popped up randomly at like the same time in like Japan as it did in Europe. And there was no communication.
It took us longer to go from like the a bronze sword to a steel sword than it did for us to go from like the horse and buggy to the moon. It's crazy. So the pyramids, we try to tell this story that it was like some egomaniac pharaoh that just wanted like a big tomb. And the more I think about that story, I'm like, I don't think that was what the pyramids were for. Go ahead.
I think that the math ain't mathing with pyramids. I mean, like for there to be what, two really large and great pyramids in Egypt. And yeah, you're right. I mean, to make those things, it just seems bonkers. But then to have those also with the Mayans, it's just the math ain't mathing with how people just, you know, decided to build a bunch of pyramids. I don't understand that.
Right. And so anyone listening, my theory is probably we were a much superior race as humans that we like. I think we already lived out like our like we've been where we are in history before, or aliens came down and told us a bunch of shit and they used the pyramids as markers. But they just found a house and a workshop dated 400,000 years old, which the youngest one previously was 11,000 years. And they just found one that's 400,000 years old. And they're like, maybe our, like, I think that there was a mass extinction that included humans a long time ago. And like, we just, like, everything basically dissolved. Or I don't know. Anyway, TikTok.
The Atlantis theory, Craig.
Is that what it is?
Wait. Hold on.
That's one of the theories. Yeah. That there is people before us that were essentially like the gods that became everything that we know today.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean a workshop?
They found
a workshop dated 400,000 years ago. Where did they find this, Craig?
In the ground.
Where? What country?
It had to be like Africa or something like that, or like Central Europe.
Greg's like Pangaea. They found it on Pangaea. Well, while Craig is looking up where they just found this 400,000-year-old workshop, our final poll in favor of having your own Amazon account or not. Zambia. Sorry, where? In Zambia? Oh, my God.
Didn't I say Africa?
467,000 years old, and they just found it. Like,
how do they even date that? How carbon can dating date that and say?
Yeah, I also think that's made up. I'm like,
oh my God,
that's made up. That's made up. That is made up.
Yeah, there's just it doesn't make any sense. So like, yeah, this is a million years old. This is 100 million years old.
This is 11,000 years old. And how could they possibly say 467? It's not like it's around 500,000 years old.
Yeah, it's something with the carbon dating science. Pinpoint that? But here's what's crazy: dinosaurs were fucking around back then. So like this basically, what?
Not 400,000 years ago.
You're gonna tell me that dinosaurs were longer than 400,000?
They're way older. T-Rex were around 65 million years ago, Craig.
65 million years? You're telling me that this Earth has been around for 65 million years ago? 65 million years. Then
I'm telling you, dinosaurs are made billion. Up. Oh my God.
We don't. You can't.
We're literally. What is it? We're like the underneath the set, like the second. If it was a full day of our like Earth's history, we're like less than a second of human history as part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine, but saying something that's 65 million years ago or like that's
how just... about I think it is we are closer to a T-Rex than I think a Stegosaurus is closer to a T-Rex in age gap, which is just crazy to me.
That's wild. So 65 million years. I love how Craig just goes, so you're going to sit here and tell me that dinosaurs were longer than 400,000 years ago? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying what you're selling, Nick. I mean,
yeah, a Triceratops was the last dinosaur. The birds are the only ones that survived the mass extinction, they're saying, even though there's
the ones that like went deep underground to the hollow earth.
For now, 65 million years old, Triceratops is the world's last known surviving dinosaur. Yeah, that's bullshit. I
kind of want to dive into this. I kind of want to dive into dinosaurs.
yeah, the math ain't mathing. This doesn't line up with any religious theory.
No, that's why they don't like it.
Oh, well, that's, I guess that's the update on dinosaurs.
Should I reach out tell to us someone about, from the Smithsonian?
Tell us about our sex toy buying besties.
Oh, yeah. So all of our messages that we got that were when we did our Amazon do you have your own or do you have a family account? All the messages I got were like, I can't have people seeing what I'm buying on Amazon. I'm like, what are you people buying on Amazon?
Yeah, like sex toys, Nick.
Apparently, I think everyone's a little deviant that listens to our show.
Everyone in the world is deviant.
I certainly hope so.
You just didn't want to walk into a shop. Like, you don't want to walk into a shop. I feel like the only reason people weren't buying sex toys is because they were too shy to walk.
Anonymity of it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I thought there was like, Adam and Eve, and there's all those other like sex toys, like, shops that are online, all the different brands.
You don't have to buy it from Amazon. I guess you get it next day. I guess it's that important. You need it when you need it.
I certainly hope that our besties are out there buying, you know, sex toys. I mean, that makes me happy to think that
unless you share an account with your family, then you might want to splurge on your own.
Or you got a sense of humor.
Well, no, someone said that there's you could have two profiles on there or something too. Because a lot of people were like, I share one with my best friend, and I didn't think that. But they were like, not our family. Because of the stuff that they buy.
Not our family, you freaks. Well, Nick and I are in that rare category, I guess. And
it wasn't that much. It was like 47% share. It was pretty much a 50-50 split.
It's basically a 50-50 split, yeah.
It's always us versus Craig, I've realized.
I know. It is funny, Nick. Well, that's not true, though, because man, you and Craig share a lot of the tinfoil hat theories, and I am lost, you know, and you and Craig are speaking like a different language. So you guys are on the same page about a lot of stuff, but you know, Craig and I generally have the exact opposite opinion. Although Craig, I think that if I were to get a dog now, I mean, a golden retriever, man. I mean, I know that that's like your thing, you know, you've always grown up with them and your brother has a bunch. I fucking want a golden retriever now, man. They're just so happy and so I don't want to say dumb. Okay, I do want to say dumb. They're dumb in the best way. They're like the dumbest, cutest, goofiest dogs ever. And all that they want is just your love and affection. And that is like it. That is all that they want.
I mean, that's really it. Like they just want to hang out with people.
They just want to hang out. And when I approach this dog, he just immediately just rolls over onto his stomach. And I'm just like, well, how am I not supposed to rub your tummy? I mean, I am a golden retriever stan, and welcome to pillows and beer and goldens.
I love that. I mean, you can, I'm not gatekeeping golden retrievers. I just think
I know
I want to spice up my dog life with, you know, different versions. I want to be that guy, but at the end of the day,
I want to be that guy.
I feel like I would always just be comparing them to golden retrievers. Like, as long as I have one golden, I'm fine. But like, they're the best.
When do you think that you're going to get a dog? And by the way, I don't think that you're gatekeeping on goldens, but it's the same thing with Frenchies, right? I never thought about Frenchies before Shep got Craig, which is so funny to say. But now I love me a Frenchie. I think that Frenchies are the funniest, like most fucking headstrong, you know, unaware animal that I've ever met in my life. Or maybe that's just, you know, little Craig because his owner, you know, but now it's like, okay, well, like I'm not going to get a Frenchie because, you know, Shep has a Frenchie. So, you know, and not that Shep is gatekeeping on Frenchies, but that's just kind of how I feel. And then I feel like a golden has always been yours, but I am a golden fan.
I just, little Craig had the opposite effect on me. I couldn't even keep hide my disdain on my face when you were just going through that.
You were working out with him the other day. That's not true.
I will say hi to that dog, but I do not want it around me for more than a minute.
I just want the record to state and that you had a smile on your face the entire time that little Craig was in the gym. And you were lifting weights and he was sitting man underneath you. And like you were looking down and smiling, and I was just like, okay, Craig is, you know, entered that dad phase where he acts like he hates the dog, but he loves the dog. And you know, the dog loves him.
That's
and
fair.
He's like, stupid dog. And then if the dog died, he'd be the saddest one.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it I don't know, you know, I want a dog. I actually had baby fever the other day in the airport, which was weird.
Baby fever?
I don't really, I was watching this family and they had three kids and a baby. And they were like clearly traveling for Christmas and to like go see someone. And like the grandparents were there, like one set. But this baby was bringing so much joy to the three siblings. Like they kept playing with their like new baby, like brother, or it could have been a girl. I don't know. And like the family was just, I was like, that looks fun. Like it looks fun to be traveling with like your kids right now. Like it looks like a
Craig. Like I think a whole that, new adventure. That might be the hot. Okay. The last part of that. Yes. It's the same way that I feel about kids. If that were to ever happen, like a whole new adventure. But I think that what you just said, it looks like a lot of fun to be traveling with, you know, your kids right now. I think that every mother who's listening is like, Craig clearly does not have kids, because I bet that everyone is like dreading having to travel in the airport with like an infant or something like that, like a young child. I mean, shit, man, even not a young child. I mean, traveling with like a family of four, because my cousin here has two girls, one's 11 and one's 8. And it's just a whole production. It is just a whole production to move the family from one place to the next. So I'm interested to see if any besties are going to reach out and be like, Craig has lost his ever-loving mind.
I just think
fun to travel.
I'm entering this era where I'm sure a lot of people, I don't know, I've never really discussed this with people, but like, I feel like I'm going to be a fun dad, as in like, I think that's my new like passion. Here's the thing. The life that I live right now doesn't really provide me enough time to even have an animal, let alone a baby. Right. But I feel like when that time comes, I'm going to be like fucking pumped. And I don't think I'm going to want to stop having kids.
What's your number?
So my real number would be 3 or 4. I mean, that's not up to me, but because I don't have to do anything for the pregnancy, but I always wanted a big family.
I mean, it's a joint decision. I mean, I understand that obviously pregnancy is much, much harder on the spouse. You know, they're actually the child.
It's a joint decision, but I just can't see myself saying, like, if Paige didn't want to have more kids, I can't feel myself personally. But I would want to adopt them. Like, I would be like, if you don't want to have another baby, then we're adopting a kid.
Okay, speaking of adoption, did you guys see what Brad Pitt's like adopted kid was saying about him?
Hold up, Austin. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Pills and Beer. Oh, you're pointing at me? Okay. Well, welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer, and Austin, you were saying what?
Brad Pitt's like adopted kid was like, I can't wait for the world to see what a piece of shit that you are and all this stuff that you treated us poorly and all this stuff. And it came out of left field. You were like, oh, I thought that the man was like a saint for like adopting all these kids. And and one of his adopted kids was like when the world is, I did not dream this. I like y'all have like a blank look on your face. I was just talking about this with someone. I swear I was. And I'm going to feel really, really bad.
Well,
if I just,
you know, were they saying that? Were they saying that?
Are you looking it up, Nick?
White. Why did I just blank on his wife's name? Which is Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Were they saying that she was a good mom and he was a bad dad?
I do not know that part. I can neither confirm nor deny that part, but I know that Brad Pitt's name was just like, you know, basically. At least one of the kids was like, it's all going to come to light. What a bad father that he is.
Well, that's never fun to hear. But yeah, I mean, he had a bad drinking. He was alcohol has a very dark shadow over that family. Like she said some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not.
How old is the adopted child?
I mean, it's so interesting to think about. Because clearly he's of age to be posting on social media and stuff. And you know, that just goes to show you how much that time has flown. I mean, yeah, so he adopted his kids like, you know, 15 plus years ago.
His son, Pax, called his father a world-class asshole and a despicable person who makes his four youngest children tremble in fear in an explosive Instagram rant. God, I love that social media was not around during some of my like ranting phases in college and still. Jeez. But like get drunk and like put something up.
Do you know how many fucking celebs can say that, by the way, man? How many you know, celebs can say that they're so happy that you know, they like, you know, peaked and, you know, went through Hollywood in the age where there wasn't social media. I mean, there are so many out there that are like, ay Dios mío, if the things about me were to come out, you know?
Damn, dude. But this is like a bad post. Like, I'm not
going to read the rest of
it. It's really dark.
Yeah, that was from 2020.
Oh, okay.
I'm shocked it just came out. Well, no, they like wrote the article like a month ago.
God, that's
okay. That's why.
But how long did you do you think that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were married for? This is interesting.
Oh, okay. Short or long, Craig? Just give me a hint.
Well, no, because that would ruin the question. Okay. In your head, when you were asked that.
Yeah, in my head when I was asked that, the way that you asked me, I immediately thought 3.5 years.
I was thinking a decade.
Yeah, they were only married for 2 years. They were married for like 10.
Well, right. I think that they were off and on, right?
When did that movie come out? All the
kids, and so they just, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Ooh. Yeah, that's when with Aniston.
Yeah.
That's when the Aniston deal went down. I mean,
they were together for 11 years.
Okay.
Right. So, they were together for 11 years, but then married for, okay. But then they were just one of those couples that was like, I can't quit you. I can't quit you.
And then she hates her father. A bunch of children.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This sounds like a dog, like,
and then she kissed her brother, right? And then she kissed her brother on the red carpet.
Yeah. What? Well, she had John Voight, her father, and she hates him.
And then she had that creepy, weird relationship with Billy Bob. I mean,
yeah, I think they were both just doing a lot of, it seemed like they were both just getting hammered all the time and just having fun.
Celebrities can just live. I mean, like, they don't play by the same rules. They're like, hey, you want to like adopt a bunch of kids? You want to do this? Because, you know, they just have money coming out their ears, so they can just do whatever the hell that they want.
All right, let's end with a fun question and conversation. You know, our best wishes to any celebrity family struggling at the moment and going through the holiday parties, the holiday season as a celebrity family.
I love Craig's disclaimer. Hey, just a disclaimer. We don't hate man Angelina Jolie or, you know, Brad Pitt, and we hope that all the rumors aren't true. Anyways, now we're gonna go to a question.
I just said you're in our thoughts and prayers. If we were to do a holiday Bravo show, like a game show, which God, I hope Bravo starts, because if Bravo's listening, everyone would watch.
A holiday game show. Okay.
To be in our game show circuit. If we both have to pick four people. If I'm filming any show, any crossover show, I have an instant guy that pops in my head that I want to film with, and an instant girl, but that's obvious. But the guy, like, who's your first pick to film with on a four person game show, me versus you?
Okay. But like, what type of game show, Craig? Is this like a Family Feud type thing? Is this like a Family Feud type thing, or is this?
No,
like,
it's like, let's say you got to decorate, you got to bake, you got to wrap, you got to get gifts, all that type of stuff. It's like a Christmas like show or holiday show. You gotta do all that type of stuff. Win challenges.
Okay. But like, you know, is the challenge like, you know, in the aggro crag, you know, do I have to climb up, you know, the mountain and press the button on the top?
It's not that detailed of a fucking question.
Just who do you want on your team on?
Who do you want to film across the
Is it smarts? Or is it, you know, athletic?
You need the brain and the brain.
I'm basing mine off of pure personality.
You got three other teammates. It's teams of four.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I don't know why this is popping in my head, but I'm going to say DJ James Kennedy.
Okay. That was
okay.
That's great.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Kyle.
You asked me, Craig. Yeah. Well, no shit. I obviously knew that you were going to say Kyle. Well, yeah, because I knew that you were going to pick Kyle, so I had to move on.
That's mine. James would be fucking hilarious to have on a team, and the fact that Shep hates him is hilarious.
I know. I know this. And now, girl-wise, we
like DJ James Kennedy a lot. We're friends with him.
Oh, he cracks me up.
But Shep does not have a relationship with him yet, so we have to introduce them. But
or not.
Or not.
I just don't think that they would get along. But I don't anyways. Either. Girl. Okay, Craig. So, like, you're obviously choosing Paige. Is that where you're going with this?
You, yes, but you have the, you know, you could have.
It's like a draft. Yeah, it's a draft.
Yeah, but also Paige wins. Most teams that have Paige on them, she ends up winning, but she hates it because she's like, I always get picked like kind of last, but then I always end up like winning the competition.
All right, let's go from our show. Let's take Madison. I'll take Madison on my team. She's a little firecracker.
Okay, I would probably pick Lala.
Yeah. Okay, so we both went with like the firecracker route.
Well, okay, I went now. Paige and then Lala.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You got one more.
We're going to do a team of five. Yeah, so team, we have four picks.
Okay, I'm gonna throw Captain Jason on my team.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think he's like a strapping man who knows his, you know, whereabouts.
See, it's
like we're dropped in the woods. But I think that we could survive with his knowledge. I don't know if like, you know, he's Mensa, but you know. I think that he could serve us. Okay, so that's three for me and three for you. You need to pick another girl.
I mean, if I'm being real, then I would pick Corey, you know. So it'd be me, Corey, Kyle, Paige, and Lala. I think that's a pretty strong team. Honorable mention, Amanda, who I love, and Olivia. But Joey Gorga, maybe. I think he would be a great teammate. Just to have,
you would just bash someone's head in.
Yeah, just to have some muscle on the team.
I'm trying to think of like a below deck girl. I mean, Shep and I visited Hannah Ferrier out in Australia, and I think that she'd be a great teammate for something like this. So Hannah Ferrier from Below Deck, she lives in Australia, so we'd have to give her a heads up to fly over here. And Big Captain Jason lives in like the Philippines. Okay.
Oh, Craig. And then if I could trade out, if Andy said yes, I would trade out Corey for Andy. So yeah, Andy, shout out there. Cause like you're the first, like it would be that. Great to have you on our team.
I was also thinking that.
So me, Corey, or me.
I feel like Andy would be judging this whole thing.
Andy will be the judge.
Me, TJ James Kennedy, Madison, Captain Jason, Hannah, and then I'm gonna do. Wait, I just have one in my head. Oh, I'll take like a housewife, right? I'm taking Lisa Barlow. Done. Team over. Good team right there. Or, you know, Andy. Yeah. Okay. So that's a Bravo holiday game show, huh, Craig?
Well, yeah, now we just have to find someone to make it, and we have to design the show and cut down our teams. Cause I think I drafted like seven people. But...
yeah. Craig, I feel at some point that we should let our besties know the show that we pitched.
You should tell them, because if a production company wants to pick it up, that's fine. Cause we already tried, or are we still on? Which one?
The show.
Yeah. I think you probably should clear that first, but
yeah, no. Yeah. I'll text her because I think that at a certain point,
this isn't going in the show.
It would be fun to know. I mean, it's a teaser. It would be fun to come on here to tell people, because I feel like they would laugh. But, you know, but that was at like a different point in our lives. Like that was when Craig, you know, was single. So
right.
I'm not really sure how that show, you know, would work now. But
I think the show was being pitched after me and Paige started dating, like during that time though. I think it was something we had to consider, and we're like, it's not that big of a deal. Like she'll fly down for a little visit, kind of like Blake Lively does with Ryan Reynolds in the soccer show. Like she pops in like, I think on two episodes you see her and you're like, oh, sweet, there she is. But you don't, like, you're not watching that show being like, well, where's his wife? Where's his wife? You're just like, I'm having fun watching him and Rob.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll text and if they give me the okay, then we'll come on here on our next episode and tell you what the show is that Craig and I pitched like 3 years ago. All right.
Well, next time you hear us, we will be recording from our family's houses. I don't know what room in the family house, but I hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas, because we won't see you until Christmas. Wait, or no, are we going to have a Christmas Eve? No.
Yeah,
we won't see you until a Christmas episode.
Christmas. Okay, that'll be Chrysler.
And we'll go through all of our, we took you through our Thanksgiving day of, and we'll take you through our Christmas day of. So everyone travels
besties
out there. Holidays with the besties. Travel safe. Go to www.pluasandbeer.com. 20% off all of our merch right now.
Use code
what?
PNB.
P, N as in Nancy. B as in beer. P as in pillow. Not the other P. Which whatever P that is for you. For me, it's Paul. I don't know what it is for you guys. Get your minds out of the gutter.
We have a lot of dirty besties, Craig.
Avidly shopping on Amazon at the largest sex toy shop in the country. So go to pillowsandbeer.com. We've got a couple tickets left. Oh, we have tickets left for our 4 o'clock show in New York City. We have a very special guest for that show. We have a very special guest for the 8 p.m. show in New York. We've got tickets left for Philly and Boston, and then the Phoenix shows are going on sale. So Merry Christmas. Get your cameos from me in Austin. Go to cameo.com. Search our names. Go to Hawkeye Living, Outdoor Living for Nick's fire needs. What's the dog's name, Austin?
Odin.
It's like Odin knew we were done.
Yep. He's stretching, and now he's like, okay, I see you moving around. Oh, he just rolled over and wants me to rub his belly.
How old is he?
They got him during COVID as a puppy, so I guess like 3.
I want a dog so freaking bad.
Yeah, I do too, man. You know how sweet it would be? Like, I'd be so excited to be coming back to Charleston right now. I'd be like, yes, I'm coming to see my dog.
It'd be hard for me not to take him anymore.
You should get a puppy for your parents.
Dude, Nick, I actually, like, me and my sister thought about that 1 year, probably like 4 or so years ago. We were like, okay, let's get a puppy for them so we can selfishly play with him all the time. And they caught wind and they were like, do not get us a dog. Okay.
Right. So, well,
it's like, yeah, right, man, it's, you know, they're, you know, retired and they just want to travel all the time. Okay. Anyways, bye, besties, and Merry Christmas. We'll see you on Christmas. Travel safe. Much love. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.